Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Now, what does that mean? That simply means this. We are to live, as Jesus said, by every word of God. So all of the teachings concerning God come from the Bible, not from the traditions of men or the teachings of men. And today, that's what you find in almost every place that you go, if you've tried going to church recently. So this is why we have Church at Home, to bring the truth of God to you in your own home so that you can know about God, you can learn of God, you can come to God, you can be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit and prepare for the return of Jesus Christ. Now let's come to Matthew 15. Here, the Pharisees and scribes were all mad because the disciples of Jesus Christ did not follow their traditions. And the traditions are the teachings of men. Now, you need our book, Judaism, a Revelation of Moses or a Religion of Men. And we have a series on it. So, Jesus gave a lesson of human nature, which is this: you can be ever so nice on the outside. You can have all kinds of rituals that look like they're holy, and it's done in a lot of pomp and ceremony, like the Pope's Eucharist at St. Peter's Basilica. But none of that changes the human heart. And that's what God wants changed. So let's see what human nature is like. Matthew 15 and verse 18. But the things that go forth from the mouth come out of the heart, because we speak out of the abundance of the heart. So what is in our heart? What really, 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 really is in our hearts? Huh? Let's find out. These defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Do you have evil thoughts toward others? Now, some people do a lot of evil things, and they need to be corrected, and that's what civil authorities are for. But the problem is that we have today that the civil authorities no longer protect the innocent. The political system has it all upside down, and it interferes with people's relationship with God. And it is their desire, the political people or world leaders, to kill all forms of Christianity. And we'll see in a coming Church at Home, they have nearly succeeded. So this is why we have Church at Home. Evil thoughts, murders, adulteries. There's virtually no sexual morality at all anywhere. Fornication, thefts, false witnessing, and blasphemies. That sounds like I just read your evening news, correct? Right. But what do these people think that they're doing? Do they think that they're doing right? Do they think that they are doing good? But Jesus said, these are the things that defile the man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. Let's look a little bit more about human nature, and we will see that in the Old Testament, it backs this up 100%. Now, let's come to Jeremiah 17. I want to ask you a question. What do you think about yourself? Do you think that you're a good person? Well, why are you a good person? Well, you have some moral understanding. Well, all good moral understanding actually comes from the Word of God. But of and by yourself, what are you like? What is the secret inner thoughts of your heart and your mind that you never tell anybody? This is what God looks to, see? Now, let's ask some questions. Are you always truthful, or do you tell lies? Do you tell lies to yourself? Do you teach children lies, your children? Oh, I wouldn't teach them lies. Really? Well, the whole world does. And if you're part of the world, and if you're part of the way things are in the world, you're teaching them lies. Here's one big one for everyone. Try this on for size. Christmas! Huh! Everything about it is pagan and lies. Not in the Bible. Yes, in the Bible it's about the birth of Jesus, but it's nowhere near December 25th. Now, if you get our book, A Harmony of the Gospels, you will find out precisely when Jesus was born. And the clues are in the Bible. Huh! Why haven't the ministers figured it out? Because they're not willing to teach the truth. And they proceed to tell big lies every Sunday. So what are we dealing with? The mind that the Bible calls is carnal or fleshly. That is, it does not have the Spirit of God. Now, hold your place in Jeremiah 17. Let's come back to 1 Corinthians 2 and let's see something very interesting for us to understand about human beings. Because human beings have a spiritual element to them, which is not the Spirit of God, but the Spirit which God has put in men and women so that you can have free choice, so that you can think, so that your mind can work, so that you can do whatever you need to do. Now, 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, in verse 11. Because we're all intelligent, we're all thinking beings, and so that is because God has given to everyone at conception the spirit of man. So let's read it here, verse 11. For who among men understands the things of man except by the spirit of man which is in him? Every human being has that. In the same way also the things of God no one understands except by the Spirit of God. And we're going to talk about that because the teachings of Jesus Christ are based upon the Spirit of God and the Word of God and the truth that comes from it so that we can live lives that will be blessed by God. If we're in rebellion against God, he can't bless us. Oh, Satan will come along with a benefit, and seem like that, oh, that's the right thing to do, but then it always catches up with you at the end. Now, we have not received the things of the spirit of the world, and that comes from Satan the devil, okay? So you have the spirit of man and the spirit of the world, which comes from Satan. And then you have the Spirit of God, which comes from the Father and from Jesus Christ. And the whole point of the New Testament is repentance and baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit and preparation for the coming kingdom of God. Now we receive the Spirit of God so that we might know the things graciously given to us by God. Which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, not by the philosophers. Okay. The philosophers tried to understand everything with their human carnal minds, and Satan the devil is there. So you got the spirit of man and the spirit of the world, and that's what you have in all the religions of the world, and in Catholicism, and now more and more in Protestantism, because they're getting further and further away from any truth that they had. So this is why we have church at home. Now, let's come back to Jeremiah 17. Let's see what we would call the naked truth of human nature. Now, if you don't believe this, you just watch television. Look at all the things that go on. And what comes into your home? Lies and Satanism through television.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false news
has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
So you see what a miraculous thing it is to really be a true Christian, but you have to know how, and how that comes from God. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Does that not describe the society we're living in today? Absolutely does. Now, a little sidebar here. If you love and care for your children, you'll homeschool them. Because the public schools today are run by Satanists and godless people who want to pervert your children's thinking, and even as many as they can to change their gender. Desperately wicked, who can know it? Oh, God knows it. Now, here's something very few people understand. They don't realize that God has what is called the reins, R-E-I-N-S, that he can connect to in any human person and know every single thought. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. There it is right there, just like I said. Even to give to each one according to his ways, that is his works, according to the fruit of his doings. It's not grace and faith and hallelujah, we can do anything we want to because the laws are done away. That is not true. Now let's come to Job. Now, Job was an interesting man. He went through a lot of trials, but he was so righteous, he deceived himself into thinking that he was as righteous as God, and even made the statement that his righteousness was more than God's. And so he said, I wish there were a judge who would come and sit between us and judge between me and God, and the judge would tell God how righteous I really, really am. And since that didn't happen, he said, oh, that God would come down and talk with me. Well, God did. God came in a whirlwind. and said, Job,
where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy?
Who are you to say that you are righteous? And that you did all of these things, which were what I commanded you to do. It wasn't because you had it of your own ability. So he challenged him that if he can become like God, let's read it. Let's come to Job 40. Now, God had to answer Job directly to him because, yes, he was a righteous man, and no one could find fault in him. So why am I bringing this out? Because unless you have the Spirit of God, you're not able to overcome the evil of the carnal mind. And one of the worst evils is that you think you're as good as God. So Job 40, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he who contends with the Almighty instruct him, he who reproves God? Are you going to come and correct me, Job? Remember, God is perfect. Let him answer it. Come on, Job. And Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. Quite a change from you find in all of the other chapters leading up to this one. What shall I answer you? I will lay my hand upon my mouth once I have spoken, but I will not answer, yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Yes, Job, and it's about time you did shut up and get off your high horse as to how great you really, really were. And the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, now notice what he says to Job. So if anyone thinks he's good, take this test. See if you can do it. See? And you won't be able to, because your carnal mind, even though you may be decent and law-abiding in the world and be thought of as a good person, your mind is still carnal and evil in the things that we read that Jesus said it really was. Gird up your loins now like a man, and I will demand of you, and you declare to me, will you annul my judgment? And isn't that what the whole Christian world does? So therefore, they're all in transgression. Will you condemn me so that you may be righteous? And isn't that exactly what they do when they say God's law is done away? But here's how you're to live, and they give you a set of standards of men, maybe with some commandments of God. Verse 9, have you an arm like God, or can you thunder with a voice like his? Deck yourself now with majesty and excellency. Let's see the best of you, Job. If you can, but you can't. And array yourself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad your rage of your wrath, and behold everyone who is proud, and abase him. Look on everyone who is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together and bind their faces in darkness. Then, God says, I will confess to you that your own right hand can save you. Now think about that in relationship to what the New Testament calls salvation. Now, let's see an astounding thing in Job 42. This is Job's repentance. So everyone who comes to God needs to repent. But the point I want to make here is so important because of the human mind. Verse 1, chapter 42 of Job. And Job answered the Lord and said, I know you can do all things, and that no thought can be withheld from you. Now think about that. No thought of any human being can be withheld from God. So here's his confession. You asked, who is he who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have spoken that which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, yea, which I did not know. And that's what too many people do. But let's come back to the book of Proverbs 16. Now let's see what King Solomon wrote. And this is very important, because when we come back to see the teachings of Jesus Christ, some of them are going to be quite startling. And some people even reject them because they think that Jesus is asking people to take out eyes and cut off hands and feet. Is that what he really meant? Or what was the message from him? Verse 1, Proverbs 16. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue are from the Lord. He's given you everything you need to do to know how to think and to know how to talk. That is through the spirit of man that is given to you at conception. All, circle that. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. That's why people don't want to admit that they are wrong. I have been a good Sunday keeper all of my life. Well, if that's you, you've sinned against God every week, every Sunday, against God. Because God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So what kind of deception do people use to keep Sunday? Huh? Or break any of the other commandments? Now, Matthew 5. In the first part of Matthew 5, we have not covered yet, but we'll read these because these are blessings that come from God for those who yield to God. And everyone wants to claim these blessings to themselves, but you can't do it unless you come to God his way. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They're not lifted up in vanity and all great things, you know. Look at what happens. Look at the one who was the boxer, Muhammad Ali, who said, I am the greatest.
I am the greatest.
Huh? How did his life end? Pitiful. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. There's a lot to mourn about today with all that goes on. And the only comfort you're going to have is if you know God and know the commandments and know about the coming of Jesus Christ at his second coming. Blessed are the meek, not the arrogant, the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Well, that shows. If you're meek, you love God, you keep his commandments, you do the things that are right, and you'll inherit the earth. How's that for a reward? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That means you have to study the Word of God. You have to read it. You have to live by it. You have to understand what it says. And that's, frankly, why we have church at home. So we can help you at home, because at home is the only place you can learn about God. Nowadays, you can't go to any of these Sunday-keeping churches and learn very much about God, because it's on the wrong day, and they teach the wrong things, and they glorify men and not God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall find mercy. Always remember that. Blessed are the pure in heart. That's those who are converted and love God. How? with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their soul, with all their being. Pure of heart. See, people want to have these things without coming to God His way, without coming to God to repent of your sins, to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. You can't receive it just because you mutter a little prayer. That'll never happen. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. And that's what the whole purpose of God is. The sons, the daughters of God. Now then, I want you to write in for the book, Harmony of the Gospels, The Life of Jesus Christ in Modern English. This is the best Harmony of the Gospels in the whole world, because it lays out everything in the chronological fashion according to the sacred Hebrew calendar. And it has the translation of the New Testament from the Holy Bible in its original order. And that is the only Bible in English that has all the books of the Bible in manuscript original order from Genesis to Revelation, and has commentary and has appendices to explain difficult scriptures. There is no Bible like it in the world. So you need to get that for yourself, and it will be easy to understand. Why? Because all the problems with the translations have been corrected. And we send with it the booklet, the comparison between the faithful version and 27 other modern translations, and the faithful version is the one that has everything that needs to be there. And when you get that, you're going to be absolutely stunned as to the arrogance of men in these translating committees in deleting important parts of the Bible, even the name of Jesus Christ in many, many places. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Colter saying, so long, everyone.